Hi, everyone, and welcome to our review episode for The Wayward Dragons, a show where two nerdy friends talk about, well, depending on which week, we either talk about stuff we've read, watched, and all that fun stuff,
yeah,
or we talk about different magical, occult, spooky topics.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Johnny.
And I'm Kelsey. And this is our review episode where we'll be talking about books that we've read, shows that we've watched, and everything in between. So how are you?
I'm okay. I'm okay. You know, just functional at best, but it's a Sunday.
It is.
So other than that, good. How are you?
Oh, you know.
Party. I know how you like to party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're a real party animal.
Oh, yeah. Like, midnight is my new bedtime now. But, nah. I'm saying I'm doing okay. I got some back stuff going on.
Like, midnight's your bedtime.
Yeah. So, because what you have to think. So, sometimes I get off work at 10 p.m. Well,
that's fair.
Not necessarily 10 p.m. but like 10:15, half hour drive home, I gotta eat again, get ready for bed, kind of wind down, so it's like midnight. Yeah. One sometimes before I go to bed, and then my boss lovingly, yeah, likes to put me back in the morning when that happens, and I'm like, you mother fluffer.
You know, when we worked together back in the day, our boss at the time used to do that to me, where I would close and then like, yeah, and then open, and it was closing one part and then opening the other part.
Yeah.
And I was there till 10 o'clock and then had to be back there at 5 a.m. And
it's brutal.
Those days, and luckily, you know, I was 10 years younger, so it wasn't as bad, but I would just not sleep. I would go home, shower, eat food, play video games, and just kill time just before having to go back in.
Yeah.
Because at that point, it's like,
why sleep? You're only going to make yourself worse.
Yeah.
No, my boss lovingly puts 13 hours in between shifts versus our 10 that we had.
I was going to say, we were union, so
yeah,
there was requirements there.
It was 10.
They didn't get fulfilled.
No, not
they
all.
They did not get fulfilled.
No. Yeah, no, my boss will lovingly put 13 hours, which is nice, but at the same time, like, I just don't want to wake up that early now. Like, I just kind of want to, putz around, and I can't putz around, you know, and with my back right now, I have stretches and stuff I need to do from the chiropractor and all this other stuff, cold plunging and all this stuff I have to do. And it's like, sir, when you do this, I don't want to do any of that stuff that I have to do.
I hate cold plunging.
It helps my back so much. It is ridiculous. It's not for the faint of heart. The first time I did it, it takes your breath away, and you have to be very aware of your breathing, or you will hyperventilate and pass out.
Well, my issue is because I have like sensory issues. I don't know if I've ever shared that on the show before, but I have certain sensory issues with different things, such as the shock to my body, and I'm just,
yeah,
like, not necessarily that I'm actually in pain, but my body goes through this whole process of, like,
yeah,
it feels like it's in pain, and it, mm-hmm, feels like I'm dying.
Yeah, it's not for everybody. It is not for everybody. My husband bought a cold plunge tub, so we have a cold plunge tub in the basement now. That we have had to cat proof. Because baby girl likes our smallest, our kitten. Well, she's not a kitten anymore, but she likes to play with water. And if you're lucky enough, she'll let you hold her in the shower. But we had to cat proof it because we knew that she would get in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's tried yet. But she stares at you real weird when you're in it downstairs. She's like, what are you doing, crazy person? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, cats are
interesting
creatures.
She's so funny. But
well,
so do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. So I haven't really been reading anything. I've been kind of catching up on some podcasts and stuff, but I am hooked. Boy, am I hooked. I started this really fun podcast, and it's definitely not for everyone. There are some it, there's a bit of crude humor in it.
Which there is.
But and they're actually making a TV show out of it. It's the studio that did Rick and Morty and Solar Opposites, the animation studio, is going to be doing a TV show out of it. This is what I've been listening to for like the past 2 weeks. It's called Hello from the Magic Tavern. I am, let's see, they do for some reason like 100 episodes a season.
Okay, are they recording every week, bi-weekly, or twice a week?
Yeah, every week.
Jesus. Jesus.
So I am a quarter away through the third season already.
Okay.
So, 229 episodes in at this point. So the premise is that it is both, it is mildly scripted. They give like the basic prompts, but it
Yeah.
is improv.
Okay. Basic outline, but we
The
can kind of
main
run with it.
character plays himself.
Oh.
So he is a he was a comedian and worked on a number of different like video games and stuff like Jackbox and did a lot of writing. And so he's got they're based out of Chicago and he's got a lot of like local improv people on the show and they've had several like famous voice actors and stuff on the show
Okay.
and like other celebrities. They actually, I kid you not, they had Hank Green on there playing Mothman. And I was cracking up so much because so anyways, the Arnie Niekamp, the main character, he falls through this magical portal behind Burger King as he's going through the drive-through
Solid.
and ends up in the magical he ends up in the magical land of Foon.
Okay.
He just happened to have his podcasting equipment with him.
Just
So he
happened.
decided while he's trying to get back over, he would record a podcast. He still has a slight Wi-Fi signal coming through the portal from Burger King, so he's able to record and send out his podcast.
What?
His two co-hosts for the podcasts are a shapeshifter who predominantly takes the play or takes the form of a talking badger
Okay. Solid.
named Chunt.
Okay.
And the way Chunt works, the way shapeshifters work, the majority of them, because there is like some minor differences in some of them, but the majority of them, they can turn into whatever they have had sex with.
Yeah.
So, he obviously had sex with a badger. That's why he turned into a badger. If he, has sex with a chipmunk, he would turn into a chipmunk. And so that's one of the two co-hosts. His other co-host is a blue wizard, and sorry, I have to look up because I do not have this memorized still.
You're okay.
Okay, so he is Usidorus the Blue,
Usador.
wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesia, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delight, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know him as Fionn Uil. The dwarves know him as Zuin Hoogstanji. And there are many, many other names. And occasionally he'll like throw out another name.
Where's Adam?
Every time he says his every time he says his name, he does like this whole fucking thing.
Oh my God.
And it's like extremely exuberant, like over the top wizard. So it's hilarious. And the wizard's actually how he keeps his podcast or his computer charged because he used like minor lightning to charge the laptop.
Okay. We thought that through.
Yeah, so he interviews people in this magical land,
Okay.
On this podcast. And so you have like goblins and blobs and beholders and centaurs and minotaurs and skeletons and all sorts of other things that live in this magical realm that he interviews. And they're all like either voice actors or just random famous people that they've gotten on there, or just random improv people from around Chicago. And it is so freaking ridiculously funny. And there is an underlying storyline to it, of course, other than falling through, is there's a Dark Lord who, you know, Usador is trying to raise an army to defeat. So Usador is constantly asking people if they'll join his fight against the Dark Lord. Then they're like, the Dark Lord takes over and they have to fight against the Dark Lord and all this other fun stuff. But it is just absolutely ridiculous. That's been taking up most of my entertainment time.
Okay.
It's not for everyone, but for those who enjoy stuff like that, it is great. They had an entire episode where, well, they brought it up a few times, but there was a big chunk of an episode where they talked about what the idea number of buttholes was.
You can have more than one? I'm confused.
It's a magical land. You can have it whatever you want.
I thought every creature just had one. Regardless of
not there.
Okay.
Apparently all elves have three buttholes.
Now that makes me question, how's your stomach? How are your insides?
You know.
Like, that's my question. Okay, you have three buttholes. But like, how do your insides look? Do you have three separate tracts of intestine?
I have no idea. They just said it kind of takes the pressure off your one butthole if you have more than one.
Like, can you just redirect and use it? Is it like interchange butthole where you can pick a different butthole?
Like if you're constipated in one butthole,
just move. Yeah. I'm...
But yeah, no, this is... So there's like, so there's definitely an underlying story to it. Highly recommend listening to it. There's an episode I have to find because I was going to send it to your husband, but I don't remember because it was just a weird ass episode. And I'm like, Zach would enjoy this. So I'll figure out which one it was and send it to him so he can just be like, what the fuck is going on here?
He's like, what the hell?
It's like, it's great because like, so I'll listen to it while I'm at work.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've got my headphones in. I'm just standing there working, doing what I do.
And you just start cracking up.
I just start cracking up. I'm just like chuckling or trying not to die laughing because some of the absurdity in the show. There's a character who will randomly vomit up cats.
Okay. All right. Ugh.
Yeah.
That's not me. What are you doing, Papa? My dog has decided to grace us with his presence. You want to say hi, Bubby? You want to say hi?
Oreo.
That's all you're getting. Dad's eating food. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
What about you? What have you been reading, listening to?
So hold on. I got to go get the one I've been currently reading. So I finished What Lies in the Woods by Kate Alice Marshall. So it basically, there's this group of girls when they're really young, like 10 years old. That summer, they played this game called the Goddess Game. And while they were playing the Goddess Game, one of them got brutally attacked and nearly died. And they said that a serial killer, who at the time was in the area, attacked them. And that's who attacked her. And years later, after the trial and stuff, the serial killer is dead because of cancer and stuff. So she goes back to her hometown and, you know, reconnects with her friends and stuff. But nothing is what it is. No one is who they say they are. one of the reasons why they get together is there's a podcast. There's a gentleman doing a podcast about them. But he knows that they lied, that it wasn't the serial killer who attacked her. I'll spoil it. It was part of the game. That summer they found remains in a cave down where I don't even remember where this takes place. they find these, you know, severely decayed remains, and they come up with that she is the goddess Persephone, and she wants them to do certain tasks and stuff. And the last task was a sacrifice. The problem is one of the girls at the time, and it comes out later, one of the girls was starting to show signs of schizophrenia. And the goddess game, like, made it a lot worse. They don't really go too much into that part of it. That's just kind of like a blip, of her mental illness and stuff. So it's not like the whole book. It's more blackmail and all this stuff. No one is who they say they are type thing. And the one that I'm currently reading, so there's a bookstore near me that will do, you have to order it online, but you fill out like the couple questions and you tell them your favorite authors, and then they send you books based off of what you sent them that they think you would like. So one that they sent me was Kings of the Wild by Nicholas Emes, Eames.
I think I have that on my to-read list.
So this is a trilogy, and have you heard anything about this?
I read the premise when it first came out. It said I'm pretty sure it's on my to-reads list, so, but that's about it.
So it's about a band of mercenaries. They're old. It's like 20 years after they've disbanded. And in this world, mercenaries are treated like rock stars. And they're getting the band back together because they've got to rescue the lead's daughter. This is hilarious. I am maybe a third of the way through this, and this is absolutely hilarious. It's like an 18-hour audiobook. I got it through the library, but like there's extra like Q&As in the back of this from the author, and each person, if you made it an actual band, each person would play an instrument. You've got your wizard, so like your like guitar, or not guitar, like keyboard. Clay, who is your main character, who it mainly follows. His weapon is this big shield that was made from like a tree, like a tree beard type tree where they come alive and stuff. He was like the leader. He makes their thing. And then you've got Gabe, who is the leader. That's whose daughter they're going after. But like, basically I'm at the point where like the band's almost together, but they're rescuing Gabe's daughter because Gabe's daughter has followed in his footsteps, and she is trapped in Castia. And Castia is surrounded by a horde of monsters, and they keep running into the horde's leader. And the horde's leader is someone that absolutely hates them, because when the horde's leader's father was dying, he gave his sword to Gabe and not his son, who is the horde leader now. So this is hilarious. is really funny. It, like, okay, for example, the wizard makes a erectile dysfunction potion, and their booker is after Gabe and Clay, and this is where they're trying to get the wizard to join them, and Booker's knocking on the door and everything, and to escape, he makes the erectile dysfunction potion explode. You can kind of insinuate what also happened, which was kind of funny, because they're beating each other up with hard-ons. It's so funny. And, like, the wizard is gay and stuff like that, and he's just absolutely funny. They keep getting robbed by this group of girls. Like, it is so funny. The chapters are really short, like only a couple, like maybe 5 pages. Like, so it is absolutely funny. But it's like if a mercenary group were treated like rock stars. It's so funny. But that's one of the books that they sent me. I'm trying to get through my physical to be read pile too. So it's going kind of okay. And then we watched Heart of Stone. So that's a movie on Netflix. It's got Wonder Woman in it. Whatever her name is.
Gal.
Something.
Yeah.
She's basically a spy that goes, she's like a double agent, and they figure out that she's a double agent. I honestly thought my husband was watching Wonder Woman, because it's so like action packed. Cause I was like, are you watching Wonder Woman? He's like, no. I'm like, well, that's Wonder Woman on the TV. So what are you watching? And it's Heart of Stone. It's okay. It's a decent movie. It's decent. But yeah, that's all I've gotten into. So I'm definitely a mood reader. I've started like 5 different books and nothing's sticking except for this Kings of the Wild. Cause it's just funny. It's so good.
Well, I've got a book series that a friend of mine got me the first 3 books of that I'm going to be digging into after I finish up or after I'm caught up with this podcast. So based off my current track with the podcast, probably next recording, I will have book updates.
Yeah, like I'm a decent way through. Yeah, Castia. Yeah, I think you would like this. It's funny. What are you doing, buddy? Oh, so my amoeba.
Well, I checked. It was not on my to-read list for some reason, but I have seen it, so I went ahead and added it to my to-read list.
Yeah, it's a trilogy. The next book follows Gabe's daughter, and then I don't know what the last one. Because, I mean, obviously, if she's in the second book, they rescue her, so... But it's really funny. It's got a lot of crude humor in it. I'll be driving and start cracking up. So,
yeah. You know, and
I think you would like it.
I do have one more thing to review.
Okay.
The American political system.
Dude.
0 out of 10. Zero. I recommend.
Zero. I do not like it here. I hate it here.
And, you know, we'll have someone, I'm sure, that'll hear this and be like, if you don't like it, you can leave. First off, why don't we try and fix it other than just leaving? Second off, you know how hard it is to leave?
Yeah, not all of us have the funds to leave. Not all of us have... Not yet.
And most countries won't take you if you're American.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Well, neither one of us are students. It'd be a little bit different if we were students, studying abroad and then just staying. It'd be a little bit different than just picking up and moving. But I understand why Americans don't come back.
Yeah.
I completely understand. It sucks here.
Well, I think that's all we have for this episode. Sorry, it's a little bit on the shorter side, guys. But we just don't have very much fun things to review, I guess.
We've kind of hit a slump. I've hit a reading slump. I mean, you're listening to podcasts, but I'm definitely a mood reader and nothing's catching my attention right now. So,
yeah, I mean, I started on a podcast that's over 400 episodes currently. So I think I have an excuse.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, I've started a lot and none of them are sticking. None of them are catching my attention.
Like a crazy person, because if things are going too slow, they lose my interest. So like a crazy person, I've been listening anywhere from 2.5 to mm-hmm. or from 2 to 2.5 times speed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I've had to speed stuff up because it's like, this isn't moving as fast as I wanted to. It's bad. Paul, what are you doing, dude? He's just like sitting here. He's like glued to me right now. What are you doing, buddy? You want to say hi?
Really cute.
Yeah. So join us. Join us on Facebook and Instagram at The Wayward Dragons. And please rate, review, subscribe. Please tell a friend. If we fucked anything up, or if you have a book recommendation, or if you just need somebody to talk to about mental illness or just stuff in general, and you have no one to talk to, you can email us at thewaywarddragons@gmail.com. So until next time.
I'm Johnny.
And I'm Kelsey. Bye.
Bye. You seem so uncertain about that. You're like.